It is really good to be here. I mean, I have to say, selfishly, it's great to be here because I get to see my kids. Three of them live up here now, so, and plus, you know, four of the best good-looking grandkids there is. So I get to see my family, and that really is great. I think, you know, the older you get, the more you feel your mortality or something, because you want to be with your family more. And, of course, I get to see my mom, and then this trip I got to see my brother Joe and his kids. So it's really great, but it really is great to see y'all. And not only to see y'all because you're our co-laborers, but thank you also so much for all you've done for us, for the prayers, for the work. All these years, it's been, like Mike said, Betsy was a year old when we went, so I think it's like 28 almost. Actually, that means that I was 27 when we went. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's forget that. It's been a long time. But we really do thank you so much for your part in the ministry, because any fruit that there's been in Mexico, and really there has been a lot, you've heard different ones from the different churches, and of course, you know, Billy shared about Leon, all the churches, and it's your fruit. It's y'all's sacrifice and prayers and offerings. So we want to thank you for that. I do want to say also, I want to thank my mom for the example she's been. The other day we were teasing because she thinks I ought to be up here every year speaking, and I just think I ought not to be up here. Well, I don't like to be up here. But, she's been a great example. She really has. That's not only as a mom, as a wife, also as a missionary. And it's really hard to live up to, actually. Very hard to live up to that. But I want to thank her for her example. The church in Pachuca really, not only the church in Pachuca, which is where we are now, but the churches everywhere we've been are really thankful for this church. We let them know, you know, from day one why we're there. We let them know about the church here, what the sacrifices y'all have made for us to be down there, and they are thankful for that, because of that, they are saved. And they've heard the gospel and gotten saved. And so we as in Pachuca get together on Thursdays and Sundays. And on Thursday we have prayer meeting. On Friday, every Friday, we ladies have prayer meeting also. And every prayer meeting, they are praying for y'all. They thank the Lord for y'all, but they also pray for the ministry here. And, of course, any news that comes in from Poland, Turkey, when they started the church here, I mean the ministry in Spanish, we let them know. When Michael started, you know, and Gary, the church on the south side, we let them know. And so they are faithful. They really are about praying for each ministry and that the Lord would give fruit. And so they remember Poland. We tell them when, you know, each new city. And they really are thankful. And so they do pray for y'all very faithfully. we've had some changes lately, and I mean, there's always changes, I know, but lately there's been some changes. Manuel and Isaac, who were missionaries from Querétaro, they were came to be under Noé and Marco, basically, for a while. You know, there wasn't really any time limit that I know of, but just for some time. They were single when they came to Pachuca. I think it was about 6 months after we got there, more or less. And so they came there. They ended up getting married a year later with girls from Querétaro. And they stayed there to learn, to just get some experience. Well, they've left. In January, they left to start their own work. It wasn't a split. It was so they can start their own work in San Juan del Río, which is, I think, in Querétaro. Right, Michael?
Yes.
The state of Querétaro. And so I think it's not quite an hour away from Querétaro. They consider different cities, but they finally, advice from their own pastors, decided on San Juan del Rio. It's a big city. I want to say they about 300,000. So it is a big city. And so they've just left in January with their wives to go there. So pray for them. But because they've left, it's left some gaps you know, not only in the men, but with the women. Their wives were really great co-workers. They had great attitudes. Never did I see them down at all. If they were, they hit it well. They were great. They already had taught Sunday school in Querétaro for a long time as single sisters. So they had that experience, and it was really great for Kelly and Nana and I, because it gave us, there was five of us teaching, and that's nice for any of y'all that have taught. It's nice to have the rotation so that you don't miss the preaching every Sunday. And so it's left those gaps. And what's been great is to see how the sisters and brothers that we have in Pachuca have taken on, deciding on their own. You know, they know the need, because of course they saw them leaving, and they have really just on their own tried to fill those needs. And that's what we're there for. You know, I don't know if it was Mike anyway, someone mentioned, and we all know, we've said it before, is to replace ourselves. And we realize that, you know, you can't rush it. I mean, it's not like they're ready to go out and be missionaries yet, but they do want to do little things. They've started helping with the offerings. They will make comments like, okay, there's still time to share, you know, and that seems real small, but it's those small steps that they see that need to be done, and that our guys don't have to be the ones to say, you know, you can still share, there's still time. So it's those kind of things. And then, so we are real excited about not only their desire to do it, but their own, them wanting to themselves. We have several men. There's several families, and that's one of the real exciting thing is that there's several families where the husband and wife are now both saved, and that's really, really, I don't want to say unusual, but it is hard to get men in Mexico. Men that really will be, you know, once they get saved, will be the leaders of the home, and of course that's what we're looking for the church. And so we're real excited about that. And one of them is David, and he's real shy. He's probably been the one that's been there the longest. But he's very, very shy, very quiet, but he's a great evangelist. He talks, if there's anyone new in the church, he goes right up to him afterwards, and he's witnessing.
Amen.
And that's something, he sees the need, and he's filling it. And of course he also shares every meeting. He used to share in his place, and now he gets down in the front, in the middle, and shares. And you know, little things like that. He's coming out and doing more. We also have Bryant, and he's probably the newest Christian man we have, and he's like 25, but he's really excited. Well, he's they're all excited, I guess, but he just shows it. He's very, got a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, just excitement. And he seems to, he's been the one that's been street preaching with our guys. And he doesn't know a lot yet, but he has found out that the little bit he knows is probably more than the ones out there know. And so he gets out there and preaches very, you know, with his loud voice. And so he's filling that, because obviously we lost two preachers. And so that's been. Then we have Adalid, who's also really, really shy, soft-spoken. But he, right away, I think he's preached once or twice. But what he wanted to do, he went up to Noé, because Noé and Marco lead the young people. Now it's just the two of them. They take turns, 2 or 3 months at a time. And he went up to Noé and said, "Can I start coming to the young people's meeting so I can learn how to do that?" And so we're real excited about that. They're wanting to do that. Nobody told them, you ought to start doing this because we need it. They just saw the need, and so we're real excited about that. And then we've got, of course, all these men also share every meeting. They're faithful in sharing. We have let them know, them and the ladies, that if they want to, like the ladies, if they want to teach, you know, then they need to be faithful with meetings. They can't come once in a while and want to teach. And, of course, they have to grow. Right now we just have one sister who helps. One sister who helps us teach, she's a real dear sister. She's Abby's wife, and she's crippled up with arthritis, real, real bad. She's only 34, but She goes with us every Monday. We have several now that go with us, but she's the one that's been going the longest with us. Every Monday we evangelize, go door to door, which it's, I have to make myself, and it's, of course, when I'm thinking that Maddie's going to be there who has a hard time, you know, walking, and she's going to be there. And the reason is not that I mind walking, you know, is the door to door. I just, it's the hardest thing for me. I can talk to people one-on-one. I can, you know, go up to apartments, but boy, just go to their door and bother them. Like Mike said, I don't like to be bothered, and so it's, I have to, but it's a real blessing to see her. She's faithful, and she's the one that helps us teach Sunday school right now. She's the one that's been there the longest, very faithful, faithful to the prayer meetings. That's the other thing. If you want prayer meeting in your home, you have to be faithful to the prayer meetings. And so when you want to take a turn, you have to wait till, you know, till we've seen that you're faithful. It's just, you know, we feel like they need to see that it's important to be faithful to everything.
Yeah.
And so there are several that have prayer meeting in their home now because they are faithful to the meetings and to the prayer meetings. But she's the only one right now that helps Kelly and Nan and I teach Sunday school. And the way that came about was she had mentioned last year that she wanted to mention to us that she kind of wanted to. And so we said, okay. And at the time, she was still a bit young in the Lord, and so they decided to wait a little bit. And then a few months later, Kelly asked me if I would ask her if she was ready. And so I went up there and asked her, and she said, I don't think so. I think what I'm doing right now, the evangelism, and I think that's where I'm going to stay right now. And I said, okay, that's fine, you know, when you want to. Well, the next day she came up to me and she said, you know, at Manasosan, I want to apologize because it wasn't right. I need to serve, you know. I want to, and I said, well, you don't have to. No, I was wrong. I need to, you know, the Lord has given me so much. I want to teach. And so that was a blessing, you know, that she just did that. So she's helping us teach, which is, like I said, a big help, too. Then you have Socorro, and she's Adalí's wife. She's the one that wants to teach the young people. This is his wife, and she's real faithful to the meetings, to the prayer meetings, and she's also going evangelizing. So several we have now Amparo with Brian's wife. Anyway, there's several ladies going with us every Monday, and that's great because we lost the two. When we started out, it was just first the three of us, Nana, Kelly, and I. Then the two wives, you know, got there and they helped us. But it's so now, even though there was five of us and we lost two, now there's six or seven of us. And mostly now there's really more of the church ladies than the missionary ladies. So that's exciting. And especially when there's times when you know, we would look around and think, oh, isn't anything going to happen here? We had visitors almost from the beginning, but they didn't stick, you know. And so then that was hard. I think that was harder than Leon because we had no visitors for 6 months. But when the Lord started giving fruit, it was like a bunch. And this was, we had visitors at first and then nothing. So the Lord's been good. He has given fruit. Like I said, all these ladies also share in the meeting. And it's amazing how they've also seen the need to evangelize, which, you know, to their own family. They were saying that Leon was one of the churches that most, you know, won their families. And we've seen that in Pachuca also. There's one Socorro. She has two sisters now that have gotten saved through their testimony, and one of their husbands is now saved. The other one isn't, but it's just they're winning their own family, and it's really great. When we first started evangelizing in 4.5 years, we do it by colonias, you know, door to door. And I remember we got about halfway through the first colonia, and we looked across just to see more or less what we'd done and what we had left to do in that colonia. But then all of a sudden, we see all of Pachuca, and we're thinking, oh my goodness. And, you know, we all said, when are we ever going to finish? Because just as you finish, when you're finishing a colonia, they're already building more houses. And it's like, and Kelly said it, well, we're going to have to come back and go to the houses that are now being built. But it is a big city. But what amazes us is that we go through and we think we finish the street and then we find a maze. I don't remember it being that way in Querétaro or San Luis as much. But in Pachuca, there's a lot of little off you know, there'll be streets paved, and then all of a sudden you find this little circle, dirt street with houses in behind there, and it's like you never finish. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Kelly, who's very organized, gets a map, and she's, you know, they don't trust me because I can't read maps, and I don't even remember what street we've been on last. I mean, they just, you know, Marty and Kelly are the organizers there, and they, you know, they, if Kelly's not there, they ask Marty, so where is it we're going? And it's that, there's just so many people in Pachuca, and so much to do. And I wanted to read in Nehemiah 4. One of the things, and I forgot to mention it when I was talking about Sunday school, is, and I've mentioned it before, but I do want to mention again, Sunday, at least for me, it's not easy to teach kids, you know, and as I said, I'm not an organizer, I'm not a planner. I think in Toluca, you know, there was a couple that planned, but in our town, it's mostly Kelly and Vero, one of the other sisters that moved away. But because we had Marty's lessons that she made, it made it really, I mean, it sounds awful to say probably for me because it made it easy for me. But it is, they're very well done, and it's made it also easy for the ladies who start learning. They don't have to come up with it themselves yet. They, you know, they see the how it's done. They have to study it, of course. They have to, but it's they're very well done, and it's been a blessing, Marty. And what they decided recently is, then I wanted to teach some other things because we've gone through all that a couple of times. And so we're still going through them for the new kids, but they wanted to add lessons. And so they've taken the same, I don't know, I think you say format, and they're doing new lessons, but with what, because Marty's were so complete in giving the gospel and all that. And so that's been a blessing because they have something to go from, or, you know, to work from. And so we thank you for that. In Nehemiah 4, verse 6, it says, "So built me the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." And then, these verses have always been, for a long time, I read these, and it always makes me think, you know, because it is, the work is big. And I don't mean just Mexico, Poland, and here in San Antonio. And, but it always has that they had a mind to work, you know. And I know the Lord is the one that does, you know, does the work. And if it's not Him that does it, then it's in vain. But He does use us. And it says they had a mind to work. And that's something we constantly pray, that the Lord would give us unity, that we would remember what our goal is there, that, you know, the likes, dislikes don't matter. It's what we're there for, that we have a mind to work. And then in verse 17, it says, "They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place thereof ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us." So we labored in the work. And that's, I guess, where I want to stop. It says the work is great and large. And sometimes it just seems more than... And I think when it really seemed to me that way is when Michael and Billy got deported. It's just like, wait a minute, there's still so much to do. And, you know, even though we haven't worked with them yet, at the time we have not worked with them for a while, it's still just knowing that they were there, and somehow it just is like, well, wait, you know, and because it is great and large. And then the Lord just said, well, wait a minute, look around you, you know, and you just had to stop and think, you know, that all the different missionaries in the different cities now that are Mexican, we don't work with any American missionaries now. I mean, you know, Kelly's our daughter, but she's married to Marco, who's a Mexican missionary, and besides John and Karen and Stephen, and I don't know if they felt that way, but it was like, wow, you know, there's just so few of us now. And yet, there's not. I mean, it's the Lord's been really good. He's raised up some men in these churches, and they're going out and preaching to their own people, which is what it was all about, you know. And David, one of the brothers that shares, has recently been sharing a lot about the sword. He just is really... impressed, you know, and keep saying, we have a sword, we have a sword. Mm-hmm. And it really hit me here when it said, you know, everyone had a sword girded by his side, and so build it. And we, you know, we have what we need. It's hard when, you know, it was hard when we heard they weren't coming back. Of course, when they got deported, it was hard, but then we still had that hope. But, you know, that, well, in a year, they'll be back, you know. And so, but we do have co-laborers. We have some precious co-laborers in Mexico, and they really, and this is talking about all the ones all over Mexico. And the work is great and large, but the Lord is, you know, has given us some co-laborers. And it says, so we labored in the work, and that's what we're there for, to labor. And we just we do pray, we do ask you to pray for us as we continue there to try to do this work. And I guess the last thing I wanted to say was, I want to read one more verse, but is that the reason we have co-laborers down there is because of this church, because of the vision it had, because it went sent some young guys and young ladies said, I want to go. But then it took some people to say, okay, well, we'll send you. And I thank the Lord for that. I mean, we weren't among the first ones, you know, but it was, the Lord has used his church. And in Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church, amen, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And we pray that he would do exceedingly abundantly, not only in Pachuca, not only all over Mexico and Poland, but that he would do exceedingly abundantly and the Spanish ministry here, which is the two newest churches, and the church on the south side. We do pray that the Lord would give fruit. Mm-hmm. The people in Mexico pray for that, because we tell them it is hard. I think it's even harder up here because they've heard, they're around religion so much, you know, Christianity so much, and it's like, it doesn't seem to wake them up. And so we pray that he would do exceedingly abundantly, but more than anything, it's that to, is unto him be all the glory. The Lord is the one that's doing it, and we give him the glory, and we want the churches to give him the glory. And we just ask for your prayers as we continue there and as we labor with them. Amen.